listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. A bushfire in Capel has now been extinguished. It sparked up Friday morning in Elgin and has burnt through 10 hectares. Drive carefully as emergency services continue working in the area. A man is recovering in hospital after an incident at Lights Beach in Denmark. Bystanders helped to give him CPR after he got caught in a rip at the weekend, later taken to hospital as a priority one. His condition is not yet known. A driver has a date with the magistrate for speeding in Tambalup. The driver with the lead foot was caught going 174 km on Albany Highway on Friday. Their car's been seized and impounded. A shark advice has been issued for parts of the southwest and Great Southern. A partial outage in the network means a number of receivers are offline. It includes Strickland Bay, Smiths Beach and Frenchman's Bay. There's reports Libby Metchum will be the new leader of the WA Liberal Party. The member for VAS was set to challenge David Honey for the position in a ballot this morning. It's believed he will step aside. While the Nationals will also elect a new leader after Mia Davies announced her resignation on Friday. A stern warning to dog owners from a southwest shire. The Shire of Augusta Margaretta forewarning residents multiple dog exercise areas will be shut down if people don't pick up their pup's poo. Ranger Services Coordinator Naz Graw hopes it doesn't have to come to that.
We hope we don't go down that road of it being taken away as a dog exercise area. So we're asking dog owners to really get on board with this and help us help them keep their dog exercise areas.
In local sport, Yalling Up star surfer Taj Burrow will receive the highest honour next month. He'll be inducted into the Surfing Hall of Fame, joining other sporting legends including Joel Parkinson and Nick Carroll. The athlete kickstarted the Taj's Small Fry's annual surfing event in Yalling Up, allowing dozens of surfing hopefuls to go on to make big waves.